Blog Talk Radio.
Make me feel a soul in it. How many spiritual people in the room tonight? I can't hear y'all. How many spiritual people in the room tonight?
You're not a natural being.
Come on, talk to them, say it.
Having a spiritual experience, but you're a spiritual being.
Yeah, yeah.
Living this natural experience.
Any witnesses out there? Every day.
How many are ready to get into it? I've been so pumped and psyched because I know a word of God is going to come forth. But before we even get into it, we're going to go ahead and open up with a word of prayer. So, Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us today. We ask that you send a fresh anointing to overtake our lives. Oh God, anything that is not like you, we ask that you come in and do an emergency extraction and remove anything that may hinder us from going into this next season of overflow. Now, Father in heaven, we ask that you saturate our lives and make us wholly thine. And through your word today, we ask that you get all the glory and all the honor and all of the praise and all these things we ask in your son's name, we pray. It is so. Amen and praise God. How many are excited about what God is going to share with me, with you, through me today? On today, I'm going to share a couple of things. Of course, you know how we do here on Blog Talk Radio. I am going to be speaking to you via Blog Talk. And if you are on a device, whether it be computer or tablet or any of those things, you can join us in the chat room. And if you are listening by way of phone, I want you to go ahead. If you do want to listen by phone, the number is 319-527-6703. Again, that number is 319-527-6703, and you could call and give me some feedback or just listen in. And if you are listening via Facebook, by way of the link. Go ahead and share so that others can hear the good news from God, all right? All right, so I'm going to get into it. Can you believe that we just crossed over into 2019? I remember a time in not so distant past that whenever the mere thought of anything 2000 was unfathomable. But yet here we are living and breathing and having our being in 2019. As one who wasn't raised with a computer available in my childhood home, it was outrageous for me to tell my parents in the sixth grade that I wanted to become not just a computer programmer, because computers were just coming out and getting popular, but I love math. Because I love math, I wanted to become a computer science and engineer. Yeah, I said it. I got some looks just like y'all probably looking right now. And little did they know that if I would have fast-forwarded into today's time, I would have probably been loaded like money off the chain if I would have just stuck with my dream. But I started out in school with that studying in college, but don't worry about it. Don't worry, y'all, because God does everything in his own timing, and so it worked out for my good. Now, because I didn't have those skills readily available to me, I worked extra hard in college, and I tried to catch up and learn everything I could about this wonderful thing called the machine, called the computer. And I wanted to know how it managed to compute information and transfer information across the World Wide Web and took images and transposed them and allowed messages to be sent to and from foreign lands. And people of God, I just wanted to know everything about the computer, just to be honest. And so I studied. And then I bought my first computer, and I got it after my first teaching job, secondhand, by the way. And I stayed up on that thing day and night, becoming so good that I began to teach a course at the elementary school that I was hired to teach. Several years had come and gone, and I had upgraded and purchased bigger and better desktops, and then I moved to laptops and then tablets and, yes, the smartphone. And when I think about my phone now, my new phone now, I have to laugh, because there was once upon a time, right after I moved here to Houston, Texas, from Toledo, Ohio, I went without any type of cellular phone for years. Yes, I went without a phone because I felt that it was a leash and it dragged me into the foolishness of the world and it wouldn't permit me to get lost in the moment. And some days I still feel this way. But the experience that I am about to share with you will bring you the understanding of why we need to be consecrated and led by the Spirit. I'm about to say my catchphrase, so let's get into it. When was the last time you walked out of your house and you turned back around because you left your phone? Just me? Oh, I know I'm not alone in this thing, because a poll was taken way back in 2011, and it said that 8 out of 10 Americans go approximately 10 hours a day on their cell phones. Now imagine how much that has increased now that it's 2019. I was one of those guilty people when I first got my phone. But what I'm about to share with you will tell you why I don't anymore. During Christmas time 2014, I spent with my lovely cousin Michelle and her husband and son in Dallas, Texas. And since Dallas isn't too far away, I drove. I had a wonderful time with them, but I longed to get back to the comforts of my own place. But check this out. I had one of those flimsy cords that was wishy-washy, you know the type. It takes a minute to get a charge because it doesn't get juice. Well, about 2.5 hours into the drive, I was going fine, but then it began to rain. And so the directions looked a little bit strange, and things didn't look like I wanted it to look on the way back. I didn't recognize my surroundings. And if you know anything about me, I actually hate driving at nighttime. This is why I need a husband, y'all, but that's for another conversation. So I got a little worried because the phone wasn't getting the proper charge. I was depending on the GPS to get me back home. But now my phone was dying and the weather wasn't cooperating. Then it happened. My phone died. Yes, my phone died. It's raining. I'm trying to get home from Dallas to Houston, and I don't know my surroundings. I still had about a good 2 hours to get home, and there was no way I was going to turn back. So this is what I did. I began to pray. I asked the Lord to show me the way to the nearest rest stop so that I can get a little bit more juice on the phone to pull up the directions and take pictures so that at least I would know how to get home without pulling so much data from the phone. I began to pray heaven down, y'all. I mean, I truly began to pray. And don't you know that within 15 minutes of me praying while I was driving, I found a rest stop and did exactly what I asked God to grant me favor for in the first place, which brings me to today's message. As I was preparing for today, I heard the Lord saying deep down within my spirit that in this season we need to begin to learn how to depend on the guidance of the Holy Spirit as much as we depend on our trusty cell phones. We need to allow the Holy Spirit to give us direction and guidance and become our heavenly GPS, because without the Spirit resting down on the inside, how will we navigate down in this land? If we aren't connected to the power source, how will we have enough juice to get to the destination in Him? If we don't have enough charge, how can we get in the ark of safety? Whew, I know. You ought to just put a praise right there, because that was a heavenly download, and the Lord is speaking right now. If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn to Galatians 5 and 25. And if you don't have, you're not at home, perchance you're going to go back and listen to this again, I want you to look up Galatians 5 and 25, and I will be reading from the NIV today because it serves a specific purpose. For those of you who have been listening to me on a regular basis, and for those who know me personally, you know that in my secular profession, I am both an English instructor and a historian, so I love to look at the play on words. So this scripture fits right in line with what God is saying today, and it says, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. It's amazing to think about how many times the word Spirit is used in the Bible, and I was always told that if something is repeated in the Bible more than once, it must be important, so I stopped to take pause and pay attention to it. When I think of the word Spirit, I don't have a negative connotation, unlike the airline to which carries the same name, because they always lose my luggage or postpones my flights, but that's another conversation. But the Old Testament, in the Old Testament, the Hebrew word for spirit is ruah, and it appears 389 times in the Old Testament. It is used more often than God, which is used 136 times, and more than the use of the word persons or animals, which is used only 129 times. Its basic meaning is wind, which is used 113 times in the Old Testament. For example, the trees of the forest sway before the wind in Isaiah 7 and 2. A wind sweeps over the waters in Genesis 1 and 2. And the Lord walked in the garden at the breeze time of day, Genesis 3 and 8. It was a wind that brought locusts, Exodus 10 and 13. And a strong east wind that divided the Red Sea and dried it all up, Exodus 14 and 21. Breath is also a basic meaning of this term, spirit. It is the Lord who gives breath to the people, Isaiah 42 and 5. Watch this now. And to lifeless bodies, Genesis 1 and 1, and Ezekiel 37, 9 through 10. In this chapter, there is wordplay, ruah, allowing it to mean wind, breath, spirit, or a similar phenomenon, which is found in John 3 and 5 and John 3 and 8, where pneuma means both wind and spirit. Now watch this. The New Testament, pneuma, is the New Testament counterpart to the word ruah in the Old Testament. While it occasionally means wind, John 3 and 8, and breath, Matthew 27 and 50, and 2 Thessalonians 2 and 8, it is most generally translated to mean spirit, as in corporal, feeling, and intellect, being. Now, my brothers and sisters, I don't want you to get caught up in the notion that the spirit is something spooky or creepy and it just comes on you. And I know those of us who have been raised in the church use the colloquialisms, but regular unchurched folks may think that this is strange conversation and tend to stray away from anything we're about to get into when dealing with the spirit. I remember a time when I would ask questions about it because it was so necessary back then. You see, I was raised in an apostolic Pentecostal church, and now it seems that we all are caught up in the how fancy of a footwork we have and if we have a holler and how cute our shout is. But I'm going to tell you this. When the spirit gets in you right, you won't worry about if your dance is cute, because you will be too busy giving God glory for the things he has done in your life. When the spirit gets in you right, it will control your tongue. It will direct your mind. It will lead you, and it will guide you in all ways of truth. So when I tell you that it's more than a notion, you have to have it down on the inside of you, working and operating daily. I hear the Lord saying that it is time to put off the old and put on the new. Let's read Ephesians 4:22. And it says, that you put off concerning your former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust. Our world is in such a mess, it is, right now, that we have folks too worried about what the next man or woman is doing, who they are screwing, and when did we know it? It's time to know that you know that you know without a shadow of a doubt that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life and that you are walking daily in God's will. How will you know you're walking in the will of the Lord? Well, I'm so glad you asked. I desire that you read the entire book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, but for the sake of time, we are only going to read 7 through 11. Is that all right? And I'm going to start to read. And it says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, and to others gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. Now you may be saying to yourself, I don't think it takes all that. I really don't. But the way that this world is now, baby, it's going to take all of that and more. You may be saying to yourself that you just want to go to church, hear the word, get what you need, and go. But no more of those days of just going to church just to go. We need everyone to put on the full armor of God and be prepared, because we are in the battle of our lives. No longer can you just sit on the sidelines with your carnal self and say, I'm good. Baby, God has been too good for you just to sit in your seat of complacency. And besides, if you knew that God had all of the things set aside for you, all the things that the devil thought he stole from you in 2018, you would be reading your word, you would be going to Bible study, you would be praying, you would be fasting, you would be doing whatever it takes to get what God has for you. Well, I'm here to tell you, that, and I'm going to let you know that God has a special anointing for those who are willing to put in the work. He is saying in this season that you have to put off in order to receive from him. No longer can you just wait to let the Spirit overtake you in a Sunday morning service. You have to walk this thing out daily, baby, and it requires the Spirit living and breathing on the inside of you. It's time out for playing church, because too many of us are playing. Because we are in a season of where God is looking for some radical and ridiculous believers that believe in the supernatural blessings of God. It's time out for doing things that just make us feel good, because a temporary high won't yield eternal results, y'all. A temporary high won't yield eternal results. I'll say that again. A temporary high won't yield eternal results. It's time out for us to allowing our flesh to rule our bodies, because like the word of God says, well, first of all, the word in the song says, I get so lonely. But I'm a living witness that God will cool you down until it's time to release the beast. Ha! You better catch that. It's time to stop allowing everyone to come up to you with foolishness through phone calls and social media and hearsays, because God is said to come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord. It's time to begin to get into your prayer closet and seek his face and find out his will for your life. It's time to walk in your calling. And you may be saying that you weren't called to preach or you weren't called to teach, but know this. If God called you out of darkness and into this marvelous light, you were called to evangelize. You were called to tell the world that you were once a sinner, but now you're saved by grace. We're living in a world that is calling right wrong and wrong right. But will you be the one who will stand up and say, for God I live and for God I die. We are living in a world that has forsaken the values from which even this nation was founded on. So will you be the one who will say, I choose to be holy, for God said I must be holy? The word choose or choice literally means that you are making a conscious decision and being intentional about your selection. So it's time for you to be intentional about where you want this year to go. It's time for you to get serious about your walk with Christ and determine within yourself that you will not no longer allow what you allowed in your life in 2018. It will not be permissible this year. I need you to say it within yourself. I will not walk in the foolishness of yesteryear. I will walk a consecrated life in 2019. Don't you want to see a supernatural blessing in your life? Don't you want to walk in your anointing? Don't you want to experience favor like never before? Why not walk in the Spirit, the same Spirit that performed miracles, cast out devils, raised Jesus from the dead, and has power to change lives? My brothers and sisters, I just want you to know that it's time to fall on our knees and begin to pray like never before. When we do that, I believe that God will begin to open up the heavens and shower us with blessings, so much so that we won't be able to contain it. The Bible says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, God wants us to stay in steady contact with him. Why? So that we know his will for our lives. In order for us to consecrate ourselves, we have to become disciplined in areas of our lives that we would normally have just been like, okay, but God is requiring more. When I was in boot camp last year, I had to change my eating habits. I had to drink a certain amount of water. I had to exercise 5 times a week. In order to get the results that I wanted, I was reminded that when I ran into William Murphy over the holiday break, when I jokingly said to him that if I hugged him, maybe his anointing would rub off on me, he responded and gave the perfect response. He said, you have to go through something to get this type of anointing. And he was most definitely right. People will look from outside, looking in, and be jealous and envious of where you are and desire your blessings, but have no idea what you had to endure to get the favor over your life. Some things you have to go through in order for God to bless you. So remember, as I'm getting ready to close, I just need you to understand that it's time out, consecration. Okay? So as I'm going into this, I want you to understand that God is calling for us to be separated. We are peculiar people. And if you're not peculiar, not saying you have to be crazy and fanatical, but you need to be set apart. Something has to be a little bit different about you. And so much so, Satan, when you wake up, he shakes, he trembles. He has to be like, oh, no, she's up again. Oh, no, he's up again. If Satan can walk up into your life and have no effect and you're not bothered by why he's bothering you, he's not even bothering you. You're not even worth his time. If you're not worth his time, then you really are not living a consecrated life. So you have to take inventory of what you're doing and where you want to go this year. I hope and pray that my listeners appreciate what God has given to me to give to you today. And if you are here with me, whether by computer or device, you may join us in the chat room and give me some feedback. Don't forget to make me one of your favorite hosts right now on Blog Talk Radio by visiting my site and giving me a heart. Now, this week, I will be it will be a period of praying and seeking God's face, just as I told you to do so. It will not, so we won't be on the air next Saturday because I will be in a week of consecration. But when I do return, I'm going to do a series called Complete in Him. Now, that's a word. Now, remember what we talked about on today. It's time for consecration. And why are we being consecrated? Because it's time to be set apart from the foolishness of this world so that God can use us in a mighty way. How many of you want to be used? I definitely want to be used of God, and I'm tired of being used by man, so God is the only one I want to be used by. Before we end with prayer, we'll leave with this song, and we're going to move on.
for the Lord God Almighty. Raise your voice.
Pleasure to share the word of God to the masses on today, this afternoon, and I will end it out with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come first saying what a privilege and an honor it is to be able to speak to your people on today. I pray that you are pleased in my efforts because all that I want to do is just the glory for you in my life. Father, I thank you for every person that has made a conscious decision to make every effort to walk uprightly and live a life that is consecrated and devoted to you. Now bless us as we enter into another week in this season of new, and we declare and decree that everything that you have for us will manifest by the blood of Jesus. We bind every demon in hell that will come against us, and we cannot stop the assignment that's decided to live for you. Claim the victory in all that we say and do. Careful to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. I want to wish you a wonderful, happy new year, and God bless you this week in your endeavors. Be consecrated. Set apart. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
It seemed like I'd never be complete, like I'd never be free. Seemed like there was no hope for me, and I'd never have peace. But Lord, you came, took never away. Now I'll never be the same. I thought I'd always have to cry, have a reason to complain. Thought I'd always be hurt, I'd just get used to the pain. But then one day you took the pain away. Now I'll never be the same. Only you never be the same again. Never be the same again. Because of you, Lord. No, I'll never, never be the same again. I've been changed.